And today we are joined by FM Collective here in the studio. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us. An honor to be here and be you in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad you guys can make it in the snow and all. I was wondering if you guys can maybe start off by introducing yourselves and maybe your role in FM Collective.
Sure, I'll kick it off. I'm Marcelo. I'm the MC of the band. I'm the guy rapping in Spanish. And what about you, Alejo?
I'm Alejo. I'm the guitar player.
And I'm Augusto, and I play the drums.
Nice. So I was wondering if we could maybe start off by maybe how you guys met and how your band became and how you guys formed.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we were all friends at Berkeley. We all went to study music there. Mm-hmm. And in the cafeteria, there was always this like Latin table where everyone just speaking Spanish and people joined like automatically. It doesn't matter if we were freshmen or whatever. And that's how we originally met. That was the social spot, the cafeteria at the university. But then we realized we loved hip hop, freestyling when we were together and stuff. And that's when the idea of forming a band came about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did you guys all, were you all the same year at Berkeley or different years?
I think we were all the same year. Maybe one of the members came in like one semester later or something like that. But I think we were all basically kind of the same, meeting at the same time. You know, it's like we all got here from different places. We were trying to meet new people and stuff. And that's how the friend group formed. Mm-hmm. And then through just like hanging out and doing like freestyle sessions and stuff like that, we all like freestyle competitions as well.
Oh, nice.
There's a lot of that in the like Hispanic community. There's a lot of like freestyle battles and battle rap and that kind of stuff. And that kind of joined us, and then we wanted to do our own thing, and the band kind of came together mostly as like, it started as a friend group, and then we just wanted to make some art, you know.
Nice. That's beautiful. Did you start the band while you were all at Berkeley?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So that was like 5 years ago.
Right before COVID. Like.
Yeah.
We started the band right before COVID, so we couldn't like, we just started rehearsals and to play together, and then COVID hit, and we had to stop playing.
Like,
Marcelo went back to Peru. I also went back to Argentina. I was the same, so we had to work a little bit remotely to start things going. So that was inconvenient, but we made it work.
It worked out.
Nice. And so you've been a band for about 5 years now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And most, have you been in Boston since you formed and kind of playing around here?
I think we have Boston as like a home base for sure. Like that's where we've been these past years, and also where we've been playing constantly, you know. All of our gigs basically have been around the Boston area. Like we do go to other like cities neighboring Boston, like Cambridge, Somerville, Medford, even as far as like Worcester or Waltham. But like for now, we're taking, you know, the steps here, let's say, by playing in the different venues that there are, and there are so many. But we find there is a very receptive audience, that people in Boston love music. That's something you can easily appreciate, and we're fortunate to be placed in this city, you know.
Yeah. No, I think it's a very powerful thing that you guys both sing in Spanish and English. I feel like that definitely widens the audience that you're able to get with your music. Do you find people listening from like other places outside of Boston and like reaching other audiences?
Yeah, actually, just yesterday, Spotify, you know, released their Wrapped, and they also have a Wrapped for artists. So you can see where they listen to your music and, you know, the different statistics. And Boston is up there, but we also have listeners in Argentina, where they are from Peru, a lot of plays from Peru. And surprisingly, the fourth and fifth spot was for Canada and the UK. We were not expecting that. I mean, the pianist who plays with us lives in London. Maybe that's why, but it was still surprising to see Canada fourth place.
Yeah.
So watch out, Canada, because we're going up there.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning on doing a tour?
No, not yet, but hopefully next year,
happen.
You know?
Yeah, it's coming up. Where are the other two members of your band? What do they play in the band? And also,
so the singer, like the guy who actually sings in English, he's from New Orleans.
Okay.
So he's now there, and the pianist, he's from Turkey, but he lives in London.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do they come to Boston for your shows when you
play? No, like, unfortunately, like, I mean, not unfortunately, but because they are not here, we had to kind of get people to play for the shows. So that's like something that I think it's also cool that we really built like a community of musicians that like almost all the time we are like the fixed group, like we are always there, but we bring like pianists, singers, so we have like a lot of different musicians like to be part of the collective. Because they, of course, they, I mean, if they, when Jacob, that is the singer, he sometimes comes here, of course, that when he's here, he sings. But yeah, we had to adapt.
So
in order to play live, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's where we actually become or became a collective. Now we got like a huge collective of musicians who come in and join us. The like formation, the live formation of the band is always kind of changing depending on availability and the show. And it really helped us kind of connect with a lot of, a lot of other musicians from the Boston area. And it's cool because each show has its own like personal vibe, you know.
Yeah, but different. for the all the recorded stuff they played, like it's like the pianist, he records remotely and he sends the thing.
So all the recorded ones are the is the same group, and
yes.
then live shows have the different
people.
Exactly.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. You get it's such really a different cool. sound, kind of each time you play. It's really special. So I know you recently released an album in April, Orologio.
Exactly.
Okay. Could you maybe talk a little bit about like how that album came about and the process behind creating that?
Yeah, I think this was another instance of how we work remotely. We were in different places at the time. Only Augusto and Alejo were in Boston when we started. But we followed this process of basically somebody would start an idea, or maybe as partners, you know, start an idea and then share it with the rest of the group to receive their feedback. Sometimes they liked it, sometimes not, and we would leave it to a side and try something else. But if we all agreed, let's say, oh, this song is, you know, let's work on it, then we would pass it around basically, and each one would record their own part, you know, like lay their own stuff and send it back with the new layers, with a new instrument. And that's how we kind of built up the songs. And we try to work with a concept too for the album, which I don't know if we try to make too obvious, you know, but we try to make something cohesive. Something that you could listen, you know, the whole way through. It's not too long, but the song, as you mentioned, are quite different, you know, from each other.
Yeah. No, I think it was a cool departure also from what we did first. We did like our first EP during COVID, and that was a little bit more organic. The songs came together through rehearsals, so you can tell that it's a more kind of live feel to most of the songs. And in this new album, we kind of wanted to explore more and push a little bit of FM sound into a more produced territory. So we have songs like Red or El Búho, which you heard a while ago, which are very production heavy and like don't have as many of the live elements that we usually have. So we try to find like a nice balance between like the live aspect that we all love and that we kind of love to do and play, you know, with real instruments, and find a new sound in something that we like, territories we haven't explored. So there is like the classic FM sound and also some cool explorations.
I wanted to talk about the artwork for the album. Could you guys tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So that artwork was made by one of my closest friends in life called Maxi Bonora. Shout out Bonographic on Instagram. You can look him up. Great artist, great photographer. And we had this idea of basically because of what I was talking about before, about exploring and kind of bringing all these new inspirations and elements into our music. we wanted the artwork to reflect that. So we got a bunch of each of us. We went on like our own expeditions to find pictures that reflect all of these different influences that we think. So we found pictures from Argentina, old pictures, new pictures, pictures from Boston too, kind of like trying to bring all of the different things that make up the collective, mm-hmm. which is a lot, and trying to play in with this theme about time, which is orologio, is clock in Italian. So we wanted to bring new stuff, old stuff, and kind of do like a big collage of stuff. And we handed all of these pictures to my friend, and he came up with the beautiful, crazy stuff that you can see there, which is very crazy, but at the same time, I feel like has its own cohesiveness to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, beautiful artwork.
Yeah, it's mesmerizing to look at.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you.
It's not AI, Maxi. Yeah?
It's not AI.
It's not AI generated.
No.
That's
good.
And you spoke to a lot of those influences about like this different cities. Are there a lot of different influences that you draw your music from?
Oh yeah, a lot. Like, and that's also like, that was the idea, because even though we have like the hip hop and the rap as the common ground, we all have like very different musical tastes, like in our personal time. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we try to bring into the music, is all the music that we love in like our subjective, like kind of see if we can mix it up and create something with all of that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, like for example, Augusto has like a progressive rock band. Marcelo plays classical violin. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So as you can see, it's like very different.
Yeah, which
worlds.
You can hear in the album, the violins. We got some violins.
Oh, they're there.
In which songs?
In Red, at the end, Red? You can hear the violins. Yeah,
because I was going to say, Red is definitely a very different song, I feel like, compared to a lot of the other ones on the album. Was there a specific inspiration for that one?
That one was like Jacob actually starting the song, just as I was telling you, you know, one will start an idea and then we'll
Off of it.
Mm-hmm, that song, it was just him, Jacob, on the piano singing the melodies, and then we added the whole production aspect to it, you know, the rap and the drums, the guitar, the strings, but it all came from his side, and that's what's cool about the collective, is like we all have the freedom to share, at least, you know, what's in our minds, you know, what we're hearing at the moment, and then build off of mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Nice. So you all have like a background in kind of more hip hop and rap, would you say, or like kind of coming from different styles of music?
No, I think we all have different kind of styles in our background. Like Alejo said, I play in a progressive rock metal band, and rock has always kind of been kind of my constant and inspiration, you know, even though we all listen to a lot of music.
Yeah.
I feel Alejo brings more of the jazz kind of side of it, as well as Cenk, our pianist. He also has a lot of like the jazz, free jazz influence stuff that we try and bring in. Marcelo and Jacob definitely lean more towards the hip hop side. Probably Marcelo bringing more like the boom bap, old school style, and Jacob getting more with the
R&B.
Modern R&B production kind of stuff. So I feel like we all have like our different kind of focuses that like are our main inspirations, but we all try to blend in together as a group.
Is that ever a hard process? Is that ever a hard process, like trying to blend all these genres together and make decisions about your music?
Yeah, I don't know if it's hard. It's fun. Sometimes we're like, okay, like we have one song called Trocha in the album that is like a kind of rap rock kind of thing. Or Red, even Red, that is kind of like an outlier a little bit, you know. Sometimes we try to see how we can like make them come closer to the other stuff that we have, but it's always a fun process, and we really don't have any kind of boundaries to say, let's cut this out because it doesn't fit what we do. Yeah. If we like it, it'll be included in whatever work we're doing.
Yeah, I think fun is the word, you know, more than, you know, hard. I mean, sometimes we'll be thrown off by something we add, or like the rest will be like, wait, what was that? And then they may or may not like understand, you know, what the end vision is. but it's always a fun process, you know, just to see what they come up with. You know, some sessions we're really inspired and we get all these ideas. Some others it feels like a little drier, but like at the end of the day we're just hanging out and seeing what happens musically, you know. Never, we don't try to have no pressure of like, oh, we have to finish this song in this amount of time, or we work with our own deadlines, let's say, but it's really flexible because we prioritize the, you know, us feeling happy and proud with what we've created over, you know, just releasing for the sake of releasing. You know?
I have to, for your first EP, it's titled 224 Commonwealth.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, the significance of that place?
Yeah, that's where I used to live with Jacob, a singer who's now in New Orleans. And that was the spot to be. Like, that was where we would hang out, like, every weekend. And they would live nearby in Back Bay as well, because we were studying at Berkeley, right? And they would come and we would play FIFA and freestyle and jam. And
it was like the place where the friendship really developed.
Mm. Yeah, like it started out in the cafeteria, but then like we would take it to the what we call the mansion. It was not really a mansion. It was a one bedroom, but like
it was a mansion to us. You know, we came from the dorms, which were like so small. We had three windows. That was like amazing.
That's paradise right there.
Yeah, yeah. You guys probably know, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, the BU dorms.
A dark place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like with Berkeley too, it seems, I always think BU doesn't really have a campus, but Berkeley seems even more, you're just kind of right there on the main street of
If
BU doesn't have a campus, then Berkeley doesn't exist. <It's> like, yeah, no. Berkeley is beautiful. BU's campus is a little bit bigger, but
a little bit.
it's a lot bigger, but you know, we do what we can with the space we have. Berkeley is awesome. Yeah. We love them, and we one day will be as big as BU and occupy the whole of Boylston Street.
All in
Yeah.
Do you still kind of go back and play at Berkeley or around there?
Not really at Berkeley. We do play a lot around like Back Bay and Fenway and that area. We've played a lot of shows there, but not necessarily Berkeley events or Berkeley venues.
Mm-hmm. But we've recorded in their studios like after we've graduated though, because they have like amazing studios with beautiful microphones and great sound, great acoustics. So when we have the chance to record something difficult, like maybe a grand piano or maybe a drum set or even vocals, you know, that sound is something different. You know, like you can, we've done a lot of stuff at home, but when we have, you know, time or availability to go to those studios in particular, it's always a wonderful
like
experience.
Augusto works there, so
yeah.
Oh, you do?
That's
okay.
Yeah, I'm working there right now in the recording studio, so whenever all the students leave and we get access to the studios, then we usually try to schedule stuff to get stuff done, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
You've gotten in there. I was kind of curious, like, what your background was kind of before you came to Berkeley and what you were doing music-wise before then and what kind of made you want to pursue a career in music, if you don't mind sharing.
Yeah, if you want to start.
As Alejo was mentioning, I come from a classical violin background, very different to the kind of music we make now, but it definitely got me involved with music and how intricate it could be and studying it. I was studying it at the conservatorio in Peru. But at some point I realized I wanted to make my own thing. You know, a lot of what comes with performance is like you have to basically read and study other composers' music, and that's beautiful. But I really felt the need to put something of my own, something I wrote. And I always resonated with the hip-hop sound, so there aren't many schools in the world that offer what Berkeley does in the sense of here, like produce your music with the best faculty, with the best facilities. So it was really my dream school, and it's where I wanted to explore not so much this classical side of music, but more of like the contemporary sound. And I'm happy I did, because then I get to meet these guys, to learn so much, and you know, BB where we're at today. Mm-hmm. But what about you?
Yeah, and like when I started to play like around 12, And I was mainly like a rock guy. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite band, it was Guns N' Roses.
Oh, nice.
Slash was is. I remember that I saw Slash playing and I said like, oh, I want to be like him. Mm-hmm. So that's why I started playing. And then when I finished high school, I got into music school in Buenos Aires. Mm-hmm. So in over that period, I mainly was listening to rock. That actually, I think you guys played a song from an Argentinian band that I'm curious, like, why? Yeah, that is one of my favorite ones.
Which one? It's a great song.
Cerú Girán, Viernes 3 AM. Yeah.
I just kind of stumbled upon them, actually. I'm minoring in Spanish and I'm studying abroad in Madrid next semester, so I was trying to like listen to as much Spanish music as I could, and I don't actually know how I found them, but I mean, love their music.
That's one of my, like, I grew up with that, so I was like, oh, why? Like, so yeah, I started like mostly with rock, and when I moved here I started to get really serious about jazz, so nowadays I mainly focus on that, but I still love listening to Guns N' Roses, all that, you know. So that's a little bit of the story.
Thank you.
Yeah, for me it was kind of basically pretty similar to Alejo. I've been playing music most of my life, and I really like bands and like artists that created their own stuff. So I've always done my own bands too. I started my first band in primary school with like two of my best friends, and we would play like in my garage, you know, and like play for the neighbors or something. Mm-hmm. And I started getting more serious about it. I went to a conservatory in Buenos Aires too before coming here, so I studied classical piano and a lot of musical theory. And I also created another project there called Hijos del Limbo. We released one album and played a bunch of shows there in Buenos Aires too during my last year of school, and like that half a year before I came here. And then I discovered Berklee through one of the bands that was one of my favorite bands of all time, which is called Dream Theater. They came to Berklee, so I was like, that's the place I gotta go to to follow their steps. and that's how I ended up here, yeah.
Wow, thank you for sharing. So were you both at the same conservatory in Buenos Aires, or no?
No,
we met here, actually.
Met here? Okay.
Yeah.
And you're both from Argentina?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's that? We don't live that far away from each other, but...
It's a big...
Yeah, it's a big city,
yeah.
Do you think you'd ever want to go back and play and perform in Argentina or Peru?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that's definitely something that we would love to do.
Mm-hmm. South American tour, we always dream about that, you know? And we have friends now, like, in each country, so we have a place to stay and all, like, it's amazing. But one day, well, hopefully, we'll let you know when we're here.
And I know we're kind of coming up on the end of time, but I was wondering if you had any performances coming up or any projects that you wanted to share that are going to be... either upcoming or anything you wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm. So right now we're going to take a little bit of a holiday break. Let's say I'm going back to Peru. You're traveling where?
I'm going to Colorado.
Colorado.
Oh, nice. I'll be there in this winter too.
Oh, nice. Where are you going?
Pueblo, Colorado.
Pueblo?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I don't know about Pueblo.
It's a pretty small place.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Yeah, I'm going to Breckenridge.
Oh, nice.
You know, have you been?
I haven't been, but I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's the first time I go there, so hopefully it's nice.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to Miami, right?
I mean, I'm going to Argentina for the holidays, and then I'm moving to Miami.
The collective is breaking up.
Yeah.
No.
But maybe we can get some gigs in Miami.
Ooh,
that'd be
fun.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But when we're back... we have our first show on January 8th at the Silhouette Lounge.
Oh, nice.
We haven't been there yet, but that's the first.
In Alston, right?
That's in Alston, correct. And yeah, we are already lining up a bunch of shows. We probably have like 10 to 15 already for 2025. It's really exciting to start the year like that.
And we have two songs that we are like collaborating with also, like a Peruvian artist called Moncho Berry, who is actually the person that sings in one of the songs of the album El Búho.
Oh, okay.
He's singing in that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we have two songs that we are preparing to release sometime next year.
Nice, very exciting.
So, yeah.
And where can people find you online?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. And on Instagram, we're most active, you know, to post where we're at and our new releases. And you can find us at FM Collective Music. You know, we appreciate all follows. And of course, on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you use to listen to your music, you can find us as FM Collective.
They're everywhere. No excuses.
Nope. Yeah. Exactly.
Snapchat, LinkedIn.
Look us up. All right. Well, thank you so much being here. It was amazing to be able to talk about your music and meet you. And we'll definitely stay tuned on future performances, future songs. We're excited. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Be you in the morning. This was FM Collective.
Thank you so much for having us. This was awesome.
I'm so glad. All right. And we'll get back into some music.
Let's get it.